at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us on social media. Got this DM from Anna.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. This is kind of embarrassing, so please don't say my name.
Yeah, by the way, Anna is a fake name that we gave
okay.
her.
Okay.
That's in quotes.
I'm going to get a little pit in my stomach. Like, my man. But I don't remember what my possible date looks like, LOL.
Wait, hang on. What?
I know. Let me explain. I met this guy on New Year's Eve. We hit it off, exchanged numbers, all that. Since then, we've been texting each other pretty frequently. He just invited me out for drinks this weekend, and I've told him that I may have plans, and I'll let him know later this week. Why?
Why?
Because for the life of me, I can't remember what he looks like. I tried finding him on social media, but can't. And I can't ask him now, hey, send me a picture, because I want to make sure you're my type before we go out.
Oh, my gosh.
New Year's Eve was so long ago, I can't trust that I was actually attracted to him, being nice, which has burned me in the past, or had the champagne goggles on.
Oh, no.
I know this seems silly and maybe even a little shallow, but I really would like to know what he looks like before I agree to see him in person. How do I casually ask him to text me a picture? I feel weird that this would be a, quote, blind date for me, but not for him. I'm not very good at girling, am I? LOL. Thanks, Ben and Kelly. Kisses.
Is this real? Is this real?
Also, though, I mean, think of the embarrassment, though, if she shows up to, like, they meet somewhere, right? And she doesn't recognize him because she can't remember what he looks like.
Oh,
and then that's
going to
be embarrassing,
yes.
Right? Because he's going to recognize her.
Yeah. Well, okay. So he's going to recognize her and put his hand up and go, hey, Anna.
Okay.
Nice
okay.
to see you. And she's
all
like,
right.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. All right. Or he's going to put her to the test. And then she's going to fail because she's going to be looking around the room.
All right. So Brad, the love physician, texts in and says, got to send a sexy picture of herself and then ask for one in return. Maybe that's not.
Already?
Okay. So if she's like Kelly, then she would never, ever even dare.
No. And we are not there yet. We haven't had our first date.
Right.
A little presumptuous.
But could you imagine just texting someone and all of a sudden they send you just a little bit of a sexy photo and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, no. probably not going to help because they'd probably leave out the important parts like his face.
Oh, yeah, maybe just. Wait,
yes.
Are you suggesting that he would send back a below-the-pants picture?
Do you think? What do you think when you say send me a sexy pic? What do you think, sir?
What do you think? Are you suggesting that he would send back a wiener pic?
That's what I'm saying. If you ask for a picture like that, what do you think he's going to think she means?
You're right. He's not going to send a picture of his face, like, winking.
Exactly. That's not going to be helpful. Not in the way we need it to be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she could draw her own conclusions from that photo.
Right.
I mean, can't you just say, hey, miss your face, send me a picture? That does sound weird. You're right.
It does.
And
weird.
I mean,
we haven't gone out yet.
I know. As I was listening to you, tell Anna's story, I'm in my head going, is this, like, why can't she just ask him? Just say, hey, send me a photo. But then as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, yeah, that does kind of sound weird.
Yes. All right. Like, I don't remember what you look like, but I still want to go out with you. It's just, yeah. So, maybe we ask. Oh, no, that still kind of alludes that I don't know what you look like. I don't even know how to identify you. I was going to say, like, tell me what you're wearing.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of people have gone on blind dates before, set up by other people.
Right, but they've met. They have met.
Yeah, you're right. They did.
That's the problem
that
in this
is
scenario.
The problem in
they
this
have
scenario.
Met before.
That is interesting.
She's just too drunk to remember.
or too nice. She's like, I don't know. And then the fact that she's like, I can't even find her on social media. Like, I don't know.
Okay. See, that is the problem here, is that the freak doesn't have social media.
Or at least social media that is findable.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, if you've got any suggestions for the words that Anna can say or text to her date or whatever, if it's just YOLO and she just goes and it lets life present itself the way it needs to.
Do we risk sounding a little psycho by asking him what his social media handle is so that she can friend him or follow him or whatever.
Maybe that's a suggestion. I don't know.
Does that? All right. Does that risk sound making her sound like she's psychotic and wants to stalk him already?
I don't know.
That could be a way to go, though.
Yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. If you've been in a situation where you're getting ready to go on maybe a blind date and then you realize something about a date that you're like, oh, gosh, now what do I do?
Oh, hey, I was trying to follow you on social media. What's your handle? I couldn't find you.
Yeah.
Is that it? Would you say it casual like that? Maybe.
The silliest DMs that we've received came courtesy of Anna, not her real name, who forgot what her potential date this weekend looked like.
Met him on New Year's Eve, was a little champagne-y.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, at this point, we've been talking, we're vibing, we're going to finally meet up and have a date, but how do I tell him at this point, I don't remember anything about what you look like? And why is just admitting that so controversial? Like, why are we not just saying, just tell him what happened? Just tell him you're drunk. Can't remember, but you really enjoyed the conversation and getting to know him. You trust that you had good judgment when you gave him his number night.
Maybe she's wanting to save face a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe.
TC.
Have her FaceTime the guy. Just be like, hey, look, you got to see my dog. FaceTime me or something. Or do you have a cat or whatever? And then FaceTime him for a little bit.
So you got to help me, like, figure out what to wear for our date. Like, what's going to be appropriate? Pick out my outfit and then FaceTime. Yes.
Simple freaking FaceTime. Or, oh my gosh, I'm out and you got to see this. Whatever. FaceTime me really quick. Just some simple FaceTime. Come up with an excuse to FaceTime. That's simple.
Great idea.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, so I might be old and out of the game, but it seems like this girl has the perfect excuse that she was drunk on New Year's, right?
Uh-huh.
So why can't she just say that?
Like, hey, I was drunk on New Year's. I don't remember what you look like. Can you send me a photo?
you called me the worst possible night for me to remember. Like,
doesn't that sound off? I mean, doesn't that sound bad?
Like, am I just old and out of the game? Like, I don't know. Like, could she be like, hey, in the off chance that I'm late, I was super drunk that night. Can you send me a picture and let me know who I'm looking for? Like, I really like you. Like, I want to still go on the date. I just need to know who I'm looking for.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll work. Maybe just being raw like that would work.
Like, listen, I got a confession to make.
Yeah. Courtney, thank you.
Thanks.
And you know what? You're not old. Age is just a number, Courtney.
Yes. And why is honesty so controversial?
That's true.
It's the best policy. Honesty is the best policy.
That's right. All right,
now listen,
thank you.
Everybody on the text line is tossing out the whole ask for a picture for his contact in her phone. Like, hey, by the way, like, send me, you know, picture so I can, you know, put that with contact in my phone.
Yeah, I mean, he could send her a Bitmoji, though.
It could, yes.
And, or like a cartoon, because I know a lot of people like the Bitmoji as their you know, little avatar on the contacts, so.
Yes. Allie says, hey, I would say this. Hey, my sister or family member or friend thinks they know you. Can you send me a picture? That's really good.
All right. What I think is great is this guy potentially could be listening right now, and then he receives a text later today from the state.
Yes, that says, like, one of these things that you suggested.
It's
sure.
Like, hey, do you want to FaceTime? Hey, by the way, I have a friend who thinks she knows you. Can you send me a photo so I can see?
Or Amy says, tell him, I was telling my friend how cute you are, but she won't believe me, and said, you know, we didn't get any pictures of us together on New Year's Eve. Can you send me a pic?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I was telling my friends about you were going out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's,
I need to
that's,
show
that's
them
good.
Who I'm
yeah.
who I'm going out with.
All right. So I think that there is a way to kind of save face with this as opposed to just outing yourself and
I don't remember what you look like.
Yeah. And swallowing the big honesty pill and going, yeah, I was kind of drunk and I don't remember what you look like.
Yeah. At least she remembers his name.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
worse. Because you can get real deep into talking to somebody. Well, and then at some point, you are past the whole, what was your name again?
I know.
We're not there, so that's good.
I've been burned with that many, many times.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Tell us how the date goes. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to follow up with us. All right. So follow up with us later this week and tell us how you figured it out. Okay. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.